Okay, we begin Parshas Vayakel, the first of our teachings where we're not together in shul, actually during Mincha Maariv, but we'll share these and continue to share these thoughts nonetheless as an opportunity to still learn together. The Torah begins this week's Parsha Vayakel Moshe, how Moshe gathered together all of the Adas B'nai Yisrael, and he teaches them all of the things that Hashem had spoken to him. Meaning, over the past couple of weeks, we've been learning about the instructions that Hashem has given to Moshe regarding the building of the Mishkan, and now Moshe is going to convey those instructions to the Jewish people. So Rashi tells us, when was this? L'mocharas Yom HaKippurim. Rashi tells us this is Moshe gathering them together right after Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur itself, Moshe achieved atonement for the Jewish people following the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. He descends from the mountain the following morning, and then he gathers the people together. And then Rashi takes the pains to explain that you shouldn't be confused exactly how Moshe gathered the people together. The language of Vayakel, Rashi says, is a Lashon Hif'il. Lashon Hif'il means it was a causative action, meaning he caused them to be gathered together. And Rashi says, She'eino osef anashim biyadayim. Don't think that Moshe actually gathered together all of the people with his hands, that he physically gathered together. No, the Lashon Vayakel is he caused them to be gathered together. So Rashi says, Elohei ne'esafin al pidiburo. He spoke words, and they came. He said, come, let's gather together. And they gathered. That's what Rashi says from the language of Vayakel. It's a Lashon Hifl, it's a causative verb. The Maral explains what's the difference whether or not he uses his hands or he used his words. So he says, well, it makes a difference. If he uses his hands, then the language would have to reflect a verb that he did it. The fact that the verb uses a causative verb language of Vayakel, he caused them to be gathered. The Maral explains it's a dover that was not a pu'ula al yedei atzmo, not done through him, aval al yedei diburo, which is considered a po'el al yedei achel, as if like something else caused them to be gathered together. So Maral explains what Rashi's saying, and the Rav Yeshua Hartman, who writes the footnotes on the bottom, asks the question, like, who cares? What is the difference whether or not Moshe physically gathered them together, whether or not he used his words and caused them to gather together, that the Torah uses a specific word, and then Rashi has to go to great lengths to explain to us, don't be confused, he didn't use his hands, he used his mouth, he used his words. And Maral has to explain whether or not it's Al Yidei Atzmo or Al Yidei Acher. And Rav Hartman explains, based on many other comments that the Maral makes, that there's actually a very important underlying idea here. Sometimes we do actions, and we're forcing ourselves upon someone else. It's our action causes them to move. But if I use my words, and my words cause someone else to do something, then it's not considered as if I did it, because the recipient of my words has to have heard my words, accepted my words, and then acted on their own. That means they're the ones doing the action. I might have inspired, I might have caused them to see things in a different way, but the Maral writes many different times in Chumash, whenever we have the language of kach, kach es Moshe, kach es Aharon, it's with one's words, so that the person who actually moves is considered as if they chose to do it on their own. You can't force a person. If I pick you up and move you, I've moved your physical being. But if I speak to you, and you decide to come, you get the credit, it's your action. And here the Torah wants to highlight, when Moshe gathers the Jewish people together, right after Yom Kippur, after the sin of the golden calf, and he achieves atonement, and he gives them instructions, come, it's time to build a Mishkan, when he said, Chevra, come together, I have what to teach you. They on their own came. Don't think, Rashi doesn't want you to say, when you read the parsha, that Moshe physically gathered them together. They on their own came to hear what it is that he had to say. This is such a beautiful way to start this period that we've just entered into, in which we're giving all of these instructions. Stay home. Don't come to shul. When every person accepts it upon themselves to do the things that they need to do to remain safe and to do the things to protect ourselves as a community, as hard as they are, it's not that anyone is forcing anyone else to do it. Each and every individual who listens, who hears the message, accepts it upon themselves that this is the thing that needs to be done right now, and it's as if they get credit for choosing to do it on their own. That is the comments of Rashi and the Maral, beginning of Parshas Vayakel.